How many of you sitting next to a friend? If your friend's ugly, hit him. No, don't beat him to death. No, don't beat him to death, man. Look at the person next to you. Look at him. Is this on okay? Look at the person next to you. Look at him. Stop looking at me and look at the person next to you. Look at him. Repeat after me. Say, I'm so glad I don't look like you. Amen. That is wonderful. Praise the Lord. Wonderful week of midterm exams. Amen. It's exciting. I know it is. Let me say, I used to be a student here. Eddie and I were years ago, us old buzzards here, all right? And I'll tell you what, I like giving the exams better than taking the exams. Amen. And someday you'll have that opportunity, and we'll do it. The title of my message this morning is Deliver Yourself from Your Friend. Deliver yourself from your friend. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 6 and verse 3, do this now, my son, and deliver thyself when thou art come into the hand of thy friend. Go humble thyself and make sure thy friend. Give not sleep to thine eyes, nor slumber to thine eyelids. Deliver thyself as a roe from the hand of the hunter, and as a bird from the hand of the fowler. Now, usually we don't think about a friend as someone you have to be delivered from. We don't think of a friend as someone we got to get away from. You know, we think about a friend there to help us when we're in trouble. But let me just say this. I have been in more trouble in my life because of my friends than I have because of my enemies. I have had more grief in my life because of my friends than I have because of my enemies. And God says, deliver yourself from your friends. When I was a teenager, I had a friend named George. George and I, we went to the county fair. You ever been to a county fair? We went to a county fair over in LaPorte County. And they had like a midway, like the aisle here, and then at the end where the platform was, they had a big grandstand and a track out here. They had the tractor pulls and the horse pulls and the shows and all that stuff out there. But underneath the bleachers here, they had a bunch of little shops where you could buy elephant ears, rhinoceros toes, and other things down there. You could buy all that stuff, and that was all under there. And so people would come down the midway, and they're all down there ordering things. And so George got this idea. It wasn't mine. George got this idea. He said, hey, man, let's have some fun. Okay, man. I'm with you. What are we doing? We went and we got a bunch of those little packets of mustard and ketchup and mayonnaise. You know what I'm talking about? And you go up on the very top row of the bleachers, and we put it on the top row, and you stomp on it. And when you do, it go out like that. And so you go... And the people down there, hey, it's raining mustard. What? No. So we were having a great time. We, yeah. A little wad of ketchup hit some little kid. Mother, what are you doing playing with that ketchup? Good night. And we're laughing, having a great time up there. We take those mayonnaise, mustard. And back when I was a kid, I know it's ancient, but when I was a kid back then, in those days, women had those beehive hairdos. You know what I'm talking about? All puffed up, piled up on the head. A little girl that's 5 foot tall had that hair, made her 6'5", you know, all piled up there on top of her head. And so I got one, a little blonde lady down there, had a beehive hairdo up there, and I went like that, and the ketchup, and landed right on top of her little beehive. But she did not know it was there. So we were following her around, and everybody looked, I was a very nice boy when I was young. So then we got one of the other guys from our church. Well, the thing is, you can have a machine gun. You put a whole bunch of them, go, and mow this stuff down there. The college does not condone this. But if you do what I did, be sure you don't get caught. All right. We got one of our friends, And we brought him up there and said, hey, man, you want to help us? He said, oh, yeah. And so we noticed that there was a sheriff's deputy coming down through the crowd. And we said to him, buddy, you just keep it up. We'll be right back. You keep it up, man. You're doing good. We'll be right back. God bless you. We took off. He's up there having a great time. And the officer, son, he got kicked out of the fair. We laughed. You've got to deliver yourself from your friends. When we were teenagers, my friend George, he and I got in a lot of things together. He said, hey, man, you want to have some fun? We were in town. We're country boys in town. I said, yeah, we'll have some fun. Sure. What are we going to do? He said, we'll go in this grocery store, and you pretend like you're retarded. No comment. No comment. So I messed up my hair, started drooling on myself, and got my shirt all unkempt. We walked in. I said, Georgie, real loud, Georgie, I'm thirsty. He said, would you please shut up? You're embarrassing me. Mom and Dad make me take you everywhere, and you embarrass me. But, Georgie, I'm thirsty. He said, man, be quiet. We're walking down the aisle. He's acting like he's shopping. Georgie, I'm thirsty. I want to go. Georgie, I'm thirsty. He said, shut up, man. You're bothering me. We went down the aisle where the pop was. You call it pop, soda, whatever, Coke. How many of you call it soda? How many of you call it pop? How many from the South call it Coke? All right, down South, I'm in the restaurant, and the lady, she says, what would you like to drink? I said, Coke. She said, what kind of Coke? I said, give me Coke Classic, the hard stuff, lady. All right. Anyway. So we went down the aisle where the pop, soda, Coke, whatever you call it. We're walking down that aisle. And I'm going, Georgie, I'm thirsty. And he said, shut up. And I grabbed the Coke Classic, the hard stuff, off of the shelf. I grabbed one. I opened it up and drank it. Oh, I can't believe you did that. Look at that. You just drank that Coke and you didn't pay for this. I'm so embarrassed. But Georgie, I was thirsty. He took me up to the counter. He said, ma'am, I'm sorry. My little retarded brother here drank this Coke, and he didn't pay for it. But, Georgie, I was thirsty. He said, ma'am, I want to pay for this thing. I'm sorry. My little brother, he does this kind of stuff, and let me pay for this. The lady goes, oh, that's okay. Let him have it. If you ever want some free pop. I'm giving him too many ideas, aren't I? All right. Or soda, or whatever. The Bible says, deliver thyself from thy friend. Hey, deliver thyself out of the hand of the friend. It says, deliver yourself like a roe, like a deer, away from running from the hunter. Get away from your friend. Be careful about your friend. Deliver yourself from your friend. And let me just say this. In my many years of ministry now, I have seen more people who have been destroyed by a friend than who have been destroyed by an enemy. A friend will destroy you. A friend can destroy you quicker because you trust them. You don't trust an enemy, but you trust your friends, and a friend can destroy you quicker than your enemy can. You've got to be careful. The Bible says, deliver yourself from your friend. Don't let your friend destroy your life. Don't let your friend destroy your future. Don't let your friend destroy what you have that God has planned for you. Don't let your friend hurt you. It said, deliver yourself from your friend. Could I have some of you fellas come up here and help me? You five right there. Come on up here. Come on up here, fellas. Stand right here in the line. And what's your name?
Alex.
Alex? What's your name?
Josh.
Tim. Skip?
Tim.
George? Tim. All right. What's your name?
Pablo.
And? Josh? All right.
George.
George. Every one of them, George. Watch yourself. Be careful. Now, here's the thing. What happens is we get the wrong kind of friends, or we treat people like we shouldn't treat them as friends. And God says, beware of your friends. Watch out for your friends. Now, let me just say this. You need to learn to put your friends in categories. Just say, what are you talking about? Categories. First of all, Alex. Alex here. Do you have any friends, Alex? None at all. No. Are you his friend? What's that? He's your roommate? And you're still friends? Wow, okay, come on up here. Okay, Alex has a bunch of friends. One of them is his roommate. Does he wear footy pajamas? No, okay. He's your roommate, your friends. All right, now listen carefully. Here's what happens. You've got to be careful about your friends and deliver yourself from your friends. We always talk about our best friends. You know, my BFF. You're my BFF. You're my best friend. Best friend forever. Sign the yearbook. Best friends forever. And I looked at one of my high school yearbooks. It said best friends forever. I don't even remember who that is, you know. Best friends forever. Right, I don't even know you. What are you signing my yearbook for? BFF there. BBF, best buds forever. All right. Best friends, okay? He said, man, who's going to be your best friend? Now, I'm going to tell you what, too many people pick the wrong person to be your best friend. You see, the thing is, your best friend is that person you pour your heart out to. Your best friend is the one you trust with your life. Your best friend is the person that you will go ahead and open up to them, and you don't have anything that you hold back from them. Your best friend is your very close, you just open up to that best friend. But let me just say this, anybody that's here in this room today should not be your best friend. So what are you talking about? Because here's what happens. You go and you say, well, we're best friends, BFF, best friends forever. You and me, I'm going to tell you all my heart. I'm going to tell you everything about me. You know what they're going to do? They're going to go out and tell everybody else about what you told them. Hello? Say, they wouldn't do that. Oh, yes, they will. You say, who should be my very best friend? Obviously, the Lord should be your best friend of all. You need to develop a good relationship with the Lord, because you can go to Him and pour out your heart. You can tell Him your deep, dark secrets. You can pour out everything and spend time with God and walk with Him. And God will love you, and God will never betray you, and God is always going to stand by you. And He ought to be your best friend of all, obviously. But there's some other folks that can be your best friend, like your Christian mom and dad. If you have a godly mom and dad, you know your mom and dad love you and they care about you, and you can talk to them and they're not going to betray you. They're going to watch over you. That ought to be your best friends. When you're feeling down, call your mom and dad and talk to mom and dad. Don't go ahead and talk to your roommate. All right? But he's representing the best friends, okay? What are you? Best friend. And the best friend is God, parents, and by the way, your pastor and his wife ought to be some of your best friends. Right. You know, I know some of your pastors, I know many of them, and they are godly men who love you, and their wives, they care about you, and you can talk to them, and they will help you, they will stand for you, they'll fight for you, they'll stick up for you. They ought to be your best friends. So, your best friends ought to be God, parents, pastor and his wife. They're your BFFs, okay? They're your best friends forever. They're the ones you pour your hearts out to. But then there's another group. What's your name again?
Josh.
Josh, he is a good friend. Over here's your best friends. Here's your good friends. Now, who are your good friends? Your good friends are those people who love your pastor. Hello? They're the ones who love God. Are you following me? They're the ones who are living right. They're the ones who are doing right. Those are the people that are serving God. These are your good friends. These are the people you hang out with. These are the guys you go out with to eat with. These are the girls you go shopping with. These are the best. These not your best friends, but they're your good friends. These are people who love God. They're sold out. They live for the Lord. They're faithful to church. They love God. They're living right. They're doing right. They're obeying their authority. Man, I mean, those are your good friends, and good friends are wonderful to have. But Lapina has been one of my good friends for many, many years. I love him. He's my friend, and I know that. He's my good friend. We love the Lord. We serve God together. We have worked together. We preach together. We've done things. And what is it? He's a good friend. I love him. He's a great guy, a tremendous man. He's a good friend. A good friend is somebody who's living right, somebody who's faithful in their ministry. Hello? Somebody who's winning people to the Lord. These are your good friends. Somebody who loves the Bible. Somebody who's working in a ministry somewhere. These are your good friends. Are you following me here? So you have your best friends. And who's your best friends? And then your good friends are the, your good friends are those people who love the Lord. Those are the ones who are living right. Those are who are doing right. Those are the people heading the same direction you are. You say, boy, I'll tell you what. I've got a friend and they're just not serving God real good. No, 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 they're not a good friend. They're not a good friend. But they're not a good friend. So you have your best friends, then you have good friends. And we'll just say the good friends are those who are sold out Christians, okay? So what's a good friend? That means they're going to live for God. They don't care what anybody says. They're going to do right. They're going to live right. They're going to serve God. They're going to win souls. Going to be at church. They're going to be faithful in their Bible reading. They're going to live a clean life. They're going to be holy. They're going to pray. That's a good friend. And those are the kind of people you hang around with, okay? So go right over there, good friend. No, 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 not that far. You can't be in front of God, all right? Who are you, Alex? God. He thinks he's God. I just asked him, who are you? He said, you heard him, didn't you? You might well, that guy thinks he's God, man. Good night. What in the world? All right. So you have your best friends, and your best friends are God. All right. And then you have good friends, and the good friends are? Sold out Christians. Those are the people who love God. They're going to be your good friends. And by the way, those are the kind of friends you'll have for a lifetime. Brother Ray Young is a good friend of mine. I've known him for many, many years. And we've known each other since college age. And we're still friends and we still love each other. And you know why? Sold out Christian. Brother Lapina is a good friend of mine. He's a sold out Christian. Loves God. Loves the Word of God. Loves heads the same direction we're heading. He's a good friend and has been a friend for a lifetime. Are you following me? And by the way, while you're here at college, you're going to find some good friends, and they will be a friend of a lifetime for you. While you're here at college, you're going to find some people that are sold out to God and have a passion for souls and love God, and they're going to be good friends, and you will have those good friends for a lifetime. And they are a treasure. They're wonderful to have. But then we have over here. And Tim, Skip, Jip, no, Tim, where are you from, Tim? What's that?
Australia.
This is the kind of friend to have. Go home with him at Christmas. Go see the kangaroos, all right. Amen. Brother Tim, from Australia, really? That's awesome, man. Praise the Lord. He's not going to like what he's going to be here, all right? You have your best friend, you have good friends, and then you have event friends. These are event friends. These are folks that aren't really sold out for God, but they go to the same church you go to. They go to a conference and you're at that conference there and you see them there. Or yeah, they don't work on a bus route or anything. They don't. But they're in the class with you or something. And they're event friends. I mean, when you go to the event, you go to an activity and they're there. You're nice to them. You're kind to them, but they're not your good friend because they're not sold out for God. Now they may be. They're Christians. They're saved. And they come to church, and they're there, but you know they still listen to rock music, and they still you know go to places they shouldn't do, and they still pop things on their phone they ought not be watching, and they still do all these things, you know, and so they're event friends. Now that means that when you go to church and you see them, you go, hey, how you doing? Good to see you, and then you go your way. Or you see them at an activity, how you doing, man? Good to see you. You been doing well? How's everything in Australia? Good, wonderful. Praise the Lord. That's good. Well, hey, man, I'm so glad to see you today. God bless you. And you go off with your good friends. Am I making sense to you here? Leave him in Australia. I'm teasing you, Tim. I'm teasing you, my brother. But here's what is it? They're event friends. I call them event friends. You go to a conference, and there they are. They happen to come to the conference, but you know they're not living right. You know that they're not right, what they ought to be. You know that they're not doing right. There may be somebody here at college that should be an event friend to you. They're here. They're in your college. They're in your classes. You see them at church. You see them places. But you know they're not living right. You know that, yeah, okay, they live by the letter of the law, but their heart's not right with God, and they're not seeking the things of God and all that. So you're friendly to them. You're kind to them, but you're not buddies with them. Am I making sense to you? So they're called event friends. And with the event friends, we'll just say these are people who are half-hearted Christians. What's an event friend? What are they? All right, so we have your best friend. Your best friend is? And then you have good friends, and these are? And then you have event friends, and these are? Half-hearted Christians. These are folks who are just halfway in it. They're kind of okay. They're in, but not all the way. And by the way, the half-hearted ones, until they move all the way over here to sold out, I don't want them dragging me down. I love them. I'm going to pray for them. I'm going to be friendly to them. I'm going to be kind to them. I'm not going to be unkind to them, but I'm not going to hang out with them. Does that make sense to you? All right, so event friend, go right over there. Then you have... What's your name?
Pablo.
Pablo? What is it?
Pablo.
Pablo's? Pablo's.
Pablo.
Pablo. Pablo?
Pablo.
Pablo.
Yes.
Okay, Pablo. Where are you from, Pablo?
Mexico.
Mexico. All right. What we're having today, we're having international friends. Where are you from?
Mexico.
Mexico, too. Where are you from? Well, praise the Lord, somebody from America here. All right. And we've got somebody from America up here. All right. So Pablo, he is going to be an old friend. Now, this doesn't go by age, okay? I'm not talking about age groups. But this group is here, is he is somebody who used to be, come right over here by the other Mexican, all right? He used to be in the good friend group. He used to love God. He used to work for the Lord. He used to serve God. Boy, I'll tell you what, but something happened. He might have got in with the wrong friends. He got backslidden. He got bitter. And so he moved away from this part. He said, he moved away from this part. And now he's over here. He doesn't come to church hardly ever. Once in a while, he may show up just to see if everybody's still around. You may run across him down at the mall when you're shopping. There he comes. Hey, how you doing? And he's an old friend. What is it? This is somebody who used to be a good friend. This is somebody who used to be sold out. This is somebody who used to really be on fire for God. This is the one who used to do that, but now he's dropped away from that. He doesn't read his Bible anymore. Church is not a big deal to him. God is in his life, but not much. I'll tell you what, he's an old friend. What it is that we used to be buddies over here, but now he's gone a different direction. Can two walk together except they be agreed? No. And so the thing is, but here's what happens. They have a great way of making you feel guilty. Oh, you too good for me now, huh? I thought we were friends. Man, I thought that you and me were tight. I mean, you used to be, hey, we used to do things together. What is it, man? You better than me now? You think you're more holy than me? Yeah, holier than thou. And boy, they're good at putting a guilt trip on you. They're good at trying to make you feel bad because, hey, man, why? I mean, yeah, you still go to that college, but hey, come on, man. I mean, I still love God. You love God. I love God. And they try to make you feel bad. And what they're trying to do is they're trying to drag you from over here to where they are. And what they want to do is get you over here. They're not interested in getting right. They're not interested in doing right. They're not interested in being right. They just want to get you from being over here where the good friends are and serving God, sold out Christian, to be like them, backslidden. And they're going to try to get you to come back with them. They're going to try to ruin you. With these people here, you be distant with them. If I see them in the street, I'll say hi. How you doing? You doing all right? Been praying for you. By the way, if you had someone who was a good friend and now they're an old friend because they've gone away from things of God, you should not have them on your social media anymore. I don't think social media is a good thing for anybody anyway, for the most part. There's Facebook junk and drama. I don't even know how to get on it. You say, yeah, you did. No, I'm not against it because of that. I'm just saying there's too much junk on there. And what happens is this guy left the church. He's trying to hurt the church. He doesn't like your pastor anymore. He's against everything you stand for. Pray tell me, why are you friends with him on social media? I got a rule. If you don't like my daddy, you don't like me. You don't like my pastor, you don't like me. You don't like my God, you don't like me. You don't like my church, you don't like me. You don't like, oh yeah, you may have used to be there, but I am amazed by how many people that were used to be over here in this group with the good friend. They backslide and they go over here, but the good friends still keep contact with them on social media. What you need to do is break the tie with that completely and say, okay, he was an old friend and I love him. I'm going to pray that he gets right with God. I'm going to help him get to church if he wants to get there, but I'm not socializing with him. I'm not spending a lot of time talking to him. I'm not connected on social media. I'm not going to like him on social media. I'm not going to have anything to do with him. I love him. I wish he would get right, but he's an old friend. Am I making sense to you here? I have seen many people in the good friend group try to help an old friend, and the good friend ends up being an old friend. He said, well, I want to help him. I'll tell you what, leave that to your pastor and let him help him. Pastor be able to drag him back easier than you are. He's just going to drag you down. So we have over here, we have our best friends, and your best friends are? Then we have good friends, and your good friends are? Sold out Christians. Then we have event friends from Australia, and they are people who are half-hearted Christians. Then you have old friends, which are backslidden Christians. What are the old friends? They used to be, but now they're worldly. They used to be, but now they're out of church. They used to be right, but now they're not right. They used to love God, but now they're not. Then last of all, I have what I call world friends. Not worldly friends. That's this group here. World friends. Say, what's that? These are the people that I go to work with. These are lost people that I have to go to work and I have to work with them. I'm not going to be mean and nasty to them, but I'm not going to go eat with them after work. I'm going to try to win them to Christ. I'm going to try to get them saved. I'm going to try to get them to go to church, try to get them saved, get them head to heaven. I'm going to try that. But they're world friends. It's like the barber. You go to the barber, he cuts your hair. You say, how you doing? Good to see you, pal. You witness to him, but he's not your buddy. All right? You go to the store. You go to the job. You go places. You got to go to the mechanic, get your car fixed. Okay, you get to know these people. And what is it? They're world friends. You're nice to them. You're kind to them, but you don't have time to spend a lot of time with them. So here's what we have, and I'm done. Almost. You have what? Best friend, and that is? Then you have good friends, and they are? Sold out Christians. Then you have event friends, half-hearted Christians. Then you have old friends, and then you have world friends, and these are lost people. You're kind to them. You're not going to be unkind. You're not going to rip their face, say, you dirty, rotten bum smoking that cigarette. Slap that out of your hand. Wrong with you? No, we're not going to do that. You're going to walk up and be kind to them and say, how you doing? And good day. And Cubs are doing terrible now. They're out of the playoffs. And as far as I'm concerned, baseball season is over. And but what is it? Now, go ahead. Let me just say this and I'll be done. Manage your friends or your friends will manage you. Manage your friends or your friends will manage you. Philippina, I know you've seen this over and over dealing with young people. I've seen good, sold out, solid Christian people. And they drifted from their best friend and their good friends and they started hobnobbing with these. And the next thing you know, they're out of it. And God says, deliver yourself from your friend. Save yourself like a deer running from a hunter. Deliver yourself from your friend. Manage your friends or your friends will manage you. you will, 10 years from now, be the same person you are now, with the exception of the books you read and the friends you have. Choose your friends carefully. Get some folks who are better Christians than you are and become their friend and try to help, try to get it growing. You understand what I'm saying? My dad used to tell me when I was young, he says, son, you'll never be better than you are unless you run with those who are better than you are. And one of the reasons why you're here at Hiles Anderson College is because you're going to run with people who are better than you are, and it'll help you be better than you are. Manage your friends, or your friends will manage you. Don't let your friend destroy you. Thank you, fellas.